Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
1 Corinthians 14:33 says that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. As we look around today, confusion and chaos are visible at every turn. In fact, 2020 seems defined by the term chaos. It began on January 21st, the day the Centers for Disease Control confirmed the first case of coronavirus in the United States. By January 30th, just 9 days later, the World Health Organization declared a global health emergency. By the middle of March, President Trump declared a national emergency and the U.S. went into lockdown. Schools were closed, businesses shut down, toilet paper was non-existent, and mask mandates first appeared. It was as though we were living in a bad dream. By the middle of April, businesses in Montana slowly began to reopen, but the author of Chaos and Confusion was just getting started. On May 25th, George Floyd died while being detained by Minneapolis police. His death led to rioting in cities across the U.S. led by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Both are Marxist organizations whose goal is to create a global liberation movement that will overturn U.S. imperialism and capitalism. If we overturn capitalism, what are we left with? Socialism or communism, depending on how far their revolution is able to take us? Given the fact that Black Lives Matter's founders are self-described trained Marxists, it seems logical that communism is the ultimate goal. And what we're seeing now are the early stages of a communist revolution. As we moved from May through summer, the riots continued and were most violent in those cities where liberal mayors insisted that they were just peaceful protests. It's time to take the riots as seriously as those rioting take them. It's time that we see the riots for what they are, a precursor to revolution, because that's what the rioters themselves say it is. As they burn churches and cities, including Washington, D.C., it's important for Christians to remember that people of faith never fare well under communist regimes. And speaking of burning, the next shoe dropped in August when rioters in California, Washington, and Oregon turned their sights from the cities to forested rural communities. That's not to say that all the forest fires have been started by anarchists, but many have been, and dozens of arsonists have been arrested. Anarchist websites are filled with glee as forests become infernos, and one can only picture the father of chaos cheering right along with them. At this point, it appears the next stop on this trail of chaos will be the election itself. Hundreds of lawyers from groups like Lawfare have been dispatched to battleground states to contest everything, including a landslide victory by President Trump. Many political pundits are predicting that we still may not know the outcome of the presidential election by Inauguration Day in January. To the general public, it looks like the world has lost its collective mind, but those of us who believe in Christ see it for what it is. It is simply chaos and confusion fomented by the author of Chaos and Confusion. In times like this, I'm so glad that we know the one who says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God." For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.